You're listening to SBS News.
It's really fun to be here and I'm loving it. And it's amazing with all the trainees, the team. They are such an amazing job.
Georgia Davidson is a 25-year-old with Down syndrome and an intern at Hotel Etico, an ambitious project in the New South Wales Blue Mountains aiming to change outcomes for young people living with a disability.
It's very exciting to have like big hotel, and it's actually amazing. Customers and serving them like food, and they're really enjoying it, yeah.
The concept started in Italy and is now operating in Australia thanks to the hard work of founder Andrea Comastri, who migrated from Italy in 1995.
Hotel Etico is Australia's first social enterprise hotel, training and employing young people with intellectual disability. We are a registered service provider under the NDIS, which means that we are able to provide support services to the trainees that come and work with us.
So far, six young interns are on the program, learning a range of skills including bar work, table service and food preparation. Intern Quinn Jones is 19 and was diagnosed with autism and learning difficulties, and says he has struggled with formal education since primary school.
Before coming to the hotel, I had a lot of tutors, math and guitar and everything. I'm still below when it comes down to reading and writing. So I was very unmotivated to really do anything. And then I came here, I started working. I'm saying I can actually do things, right? I have a lot more confidence that I'm actually able to do things that before I thought I would never be able to do.
Quinn hopes being part of a team and learning new skills has opened up broader work opportunities.
I'm confident that I have the abilities to get a job anywhere in the mountains or any cafe or regular place because I know how it works. Change is an understatement. We have more confidence, we're more able mentally and physically.
And that's the goal of this growing global phenomenon that started at ASTI in Italy back in 2015, as Andrea Comastri explains.
And now there are a number of hotels around Italy and the world. More than 100 trainees with disability have participated. In our business, our trainees are front and centre of what happens at the hotel. They're not just tucked away to do some jobs behind the scene.
And customers who travel from interstate and the local area enjoy meeting the trainees too.
So they all come and chat to us while they're working, and it just provides a really lovely, inclusive environment, I think.
Yeah. Wonderful training facility, and it's the moment you arrive, you feel the warmth.
We're pretty lucky to have an incredible enterprise like that right here in Mount Victoria.
The goal is independence, so the interns live in at the old hotel built by the Fairfax family in the 1870s, as Andrea Comastri explains.
For the majority of our trainees, this is the first time that they live away from home because they live here when they work. They live in the Academy of Independence, which is a dedicated apartment where they live and they share together. And that is another incredible transformational piece for their lives.
Of the 4.5 million Australians living with a disability, fewer than half are working full-time. For those born with Down syndrome, the figures are even lower, 32%, and of those, less than 3% are on full award wages. Miriam Filomena has a 30-year-old daughter with Down syndrome who runs her own art business. Ms. Filomena is a passionate advocate for people with Down syndrome and understands the employment barriers many face.
Our vision is for employers to get more people with Down syndrome into open employment, which is a basic human right.
That's also the goal for Hotel Etico, which aims to transition interns to full award wages, as Andrea Comastri explains.
Our trainees are paid under the Hospitality Award, and they're paid within the supported wage system, which is a system that allows to identify their productivity level while they're with us, and we work towards increasing that productivity level. So they might start at a 30 or 40% level of productivity that allows us to pay them at an appropriate rate, but then our objective is to always increase their productivity to the point where hopefully they all get to 100% or close to 100%.
The hotel is backed by several large philanthropic groups, but Andrea Comastri wants to become independent too.
Within the first 3 years of operation, we will be able to reach substantial financial sustainability by ourselves.
With recruitment underway for 12 new trainees, Hotel Etico is expanding and plans more hotels across Australia.
So over the next 10 years, we want to see Hotel Etico present in many other states. Why not all of them?
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.